For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A Florida man has been arrested for murdering a Good Samaritan who stopped to help crash victims. The Holmes County Sheriff's Office says Anthony Hicks Jr. shot and killed 25-year-old Marcus Fournier this past Tuesday after Fournier stopped to help Hicks, who had been involved in a crash. No word as to why Hicks shot the man. And the Alabama Department of Public Health has issued a public warning regarding the danger of water beads. Those beads are made of superabsorbent polymer and are used in various toys and craft supplies. They can be mistaken by small children for candy and are dangerous if consumed. The State Poison Information Center recorded 50 exposures due to the water beads between last December and February of this year. Gas prices are ticking up slightly heading into Easter weekend. AAA says the statewide average for Alabama rose by a penny to $3.19 per gallon for regular gasoline. Prices in Dothan went up by 2 cents this week to an average of $3.22 per gallon. A camp for troubled youth in Henry County has its license reinstated following the arrest of a supervisor at the camp for child abuse. The State's Department of Youth Services says the arrest prompted an unannounced inspection of Camp Sela, where officials found several building violations. The license was reinstated after the problems were fixed. When Alabama lawmakers return from spring break next week, work's expected to begin in the Senate on a bill designed to discourage companies from voluntarily recognizing unions. Senate Bill 231 says that companies who voluntarily grant unions will not be eligible for economic development incentives. And the Wiregrass Area Food Bank is looking for help during the summer months. The food bank is currently looking for member agencies that help get food to families while schools are out on summer break. Details on how you can help are at wiregrassfoodbank.com. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.